Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, part 2 of our conversation about the history and the hauntings of the Crescent Sanatorium and Prison. In 1900, there were 34 sanatoriums in the United States. By 1925, there were 536. The Crescent Sanatorium is one of the earlier sanatoriums at the time of heightened health concerns and the spread of tuberculosis. It is located in the mountains near the present-day town of Crescent, Pennsylvania. Over the years, it's not only served as a tuberculosis hospital, but was also a mental hospital and a state prison. And some people who were there at one time have never left. The complex is haunted by spirits from each of its different lives. I'm Carol Hughes, and on part 2 of our conversation about the Crescent Sanatorium and Prison, we'll talk with Lindsay Rogers, one of the lead paranormal investigators leading the public overnight paranormal investigations. Now, Lindsay, what is it about Building F that makes it so active?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, but I could tell you that it's the place where people get the most activity, and it's always menacing activity. And if you turn on anything audio, it curses at you. It's never nice. It refers to itself as he's here, he's watching you. It's highly intelligent. Whatever entity is in that building is highly intelligent. It will call you out by name, and it knows things about your life.
Did you just say it calls you by your name and knows things about your life?
Absolutely.
Like what?
It'll call out family members.
That's a really powerful entity.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't feel like that sort of thing to me doesn't feel like and I'm using air quotes, ghost. It feels like something much darker.
It really does. And I really want to find out what it is. I have talked to a couple different psychics that have not been on the property, but they kind of do remote work. Based off what you tell them, they kind of get a feel of it. I talked to two different ones, two separate times, didn't tell each one what they said, and they both gave me the same answer. They both felt that whatever it is something that was created by all the negative energy on the property, And it kind of manifested itself into a conscious being.
That's really weird that both of them would have
They both said it. And you know what's even scarier to me is I've seen this entity and it does crawl on the ceilings. And the one psychic that I talked to described it having long fingers without me even describing to her what it looked like.
When you saw it, did you see it through a camera or?
No, I saw it with my own eyes. And when I saw it, it was actually in the chapel. We believe this thing. We believe this thing mostly stays in Building F, but we do believe it crawls in the other buildings as well.
Well, and you did say something in the tunnels crawling on the ceiling.
Exactly.
Maybe the same thing?
Well, so the tunnels connect to Building F. There is an entrance to Building F. So you, from the tunnels, you can access Building F. You can access the chapel. You can access the schoolhouse and the administrative building. So it wouldn't surprise me if this thing just hangs out in the tunnels, hangs out in Building F, and it just kind of crawls to the different buildings through the tunnel system.
And you think it's one entity, or do you feel like it's kind of branched out into multiple?
I think it's one. And I think that the other spirits warn us because they always refer to it as he. He is coming. He's here. He knows that you're here. So I think it's one just because I think the other spirits only say he. They never say they're coming. They just say he's coming. He's here.
Do you warn people before they go into that area that they might encounter something really dark, or do you just kind of let them go, which doesn't seem very kind either? It seems like you would need to go in there prepared.
Yeah. I mean, they all sign waivers. You can expect that, you know, in other places as well. I've been to other facilities that have had something that crawls as well. We do sometimes talk about it, especially if they ask, like, hey, what kind of activity happens here? We openly will tell people about it. We don't always offer it up unless people ask, or if we're talking about certain things, we'll bring it up.
And what about the Maple building?
The Maple schoolhouse.
So okay, that's the schoolhouse then. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was built for the children during the tuberculosis time.
Which you don't even think about that because, you know, the kids would still need to go to school, mm-hmm. or maybe their parents were really sick.
Yeah.
Would they have any place to go?
Yep, that was used. That building was used for not only children that had TB, but if your family came and had TB and you had nowhere else to go, you had to come there as well. And that's where you lived.
Which isn't a really safe environment for you without TB, but where else are you going to go?
Right, exactly. If your mom is here and your dad isn't here, you know, your dad can't take care of you, then where else are you going to go if you don't have any other family? You have to come there.
So is there a lot of activity in the building then?
There's a decent amount. I don't know a whole lot of people that spend a lot of time in there. It's not one of the most frequented buildings. I could tell you, I was just in it on Friday night, and we had somebody that got their hair touched. One of our other lead investigators, Angel, his hair, he has long hair and a ponytail, and his hair got flicked up forward. So I don't know if it was like a child kind of like walked behind him and flicked his hair up or what it was. But we had a grid light that was not even in the on position that was turning on and off.
Oh. And so do you feel kind of in there, is that a building that maybe doesn't feel so dark?
That's a building to me that is kind of like Jekyll and Hyde. That's a building to me where I've walked into a couple times and felt like, oh, I feel safe here. I could be here by myself. And then there are times I walk in there and I'm like, I feel very uncomfortable in here today.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I always get kind of, I don't know, it touches my heart when you think about kids. Mm-hmm. In that sort of situation. So, you know, there would be a lot of sadness mm-hmm. there, I would think, too, because, you know, they're not there. No one is there because they want to be.
No.
They don't have a choice.
No. And I've heard some of the stories from the children that had stayed there for a short period of time. that had said that they had chores to do. Even if they were sick, it didn't matter. If you had tuberculosis, you were doing laundry. Ugh. You know, you couldn't just lay in bed and not do anything. You had chores to do. They talked about at the dinner table, you didn't make a sound. You sat, you ate quietly. If you needed more butter for your food, you stuck your knife up in the air and they knew to come give you butter. It was very strict there. So I would imagine, even if you didn't have TB, that it was not a good place to be as a child.
Now, when it was the Lawrence Flick State Hospital, do you pick up on any activity, or are there any buildings that really feel that the activity is connected to that time in this building's history?
It's hard to tell. And unfortunately, because they tore the east and west wings down off of the administrative building, that's where most of them would have been held. So it's kind of hard to tell. But I know that each building that you go into, you know, you talk to the spirits and, you know, some of them are help and they'll talk to you a little bit. I know there's a spirit that I talked to in the basement of the administrative building that said that they had worked there when it was the Lawrence Flick Hospital, and said that they liked their job.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That they would return there of all the places to go.
I know. We kept asking that question, like, why here? Like, you liked it that much to come back, but we didn't get a response back on why. But she did tell us that she was a female that had worked there and she enjoyed her job.
What about, now I'm assuming once it became a prison, now it kind of literally took different shape. They tore down some buildings. Did they have to build some buildings? I mean, now you have to house prisoners in a safe way. So I would think the landscape, the physical buildings, a lot changed at that time.
Yeah. Like I said, they tore the east and the west wings down off of the administrative building. They left the administrative building behind. They then would have went on to build what we now know as D block, E block. Those were built in 1984. And then in the early 2000s, they built J block. And then they also have B block that was built around that time frame. So they did build additional four buildings. And then they added some trailers. There's like a couple modulars on the property, which are kind of in disrepair at the moment. And they're actually trying to get rid of them because they're not original to the sanatorium and they're not in good shape. They're just like old trailers, but those ones were kind of used for like drug and alcohol or work release, things like that.
Oh, how many prisoners did it house at its maximum?
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that.
But they had a lot of prisoners in and out over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because it was a large facility.
Yes, very large.
Do you find any of those buildings are haunted in a way that connects them to the prison?
Absolutely. There's one of our favorite buildings is E Block. We go there quite a bit. We frequent that one quite a bit. That one seems more open. The spirits in that building definitely love to communicate with us. We'll get a lot of knocking in response. We have one spirit by the name of Walter that's down there that he's told us his name. And he kind of jokes about how he was the guy who ran the place, or people think that he ran the place and he laughs about it. But then there was another spirit that I made communication with in there one time that was very sad. And had told us at one point that he had thought about killing himself because he felt he was broken.
Oh, but then you would get all of that. You'd get the guy who's, I'm going to guess, was a prisoner and kind of in charge. There's always a guy where everybody would go to, I think. Mm-hmm. And then there would be serious depression in a place. You know, all of the things would happen in a prison.
Yep.
All of the emotions. Mm-hmm. When people come in to investigate, what are some of the stories that have been shared with you, or even experiences that you've had that were really interesting or really got your attention?
Definitely the people that had the SLS camera that saw two things crawling on the ceiling. That definitely sparked my interest for sure. But then we have in E block, we get in cell 27 repeatedly, blonde women will tell us that they get their butt touched. So it happens at least once a month. Somebody's in that cell 27 and they go, "I just got touched." And we're like, "Do you have blonde hair?" Almost a running joke at this point.
I'm glad I don't have blonde hair.
But we welcome the evidence. We love when they capture evidence, whether it be EVPs or a video or a picture. And we tell them when they come, please, if you find something, please record it. Please share it with us. We want to share it to the Facebook page that we have so everybody can see it.
What kind of in the whole facility, what are some of your perhaps your most memorable experiences and some that you've heard from other people?
My most memorable. Are you talking happy or scary?
Let's go both. Do you have a happy one? Because I don't always think of paranormal investigations and think happy ones.
I think I really enjoy talking to the spirit in the basement of the administrative building that loved her job. That was kind of a happier one.
When you talk to her, what are you using to communicate?
So honestly, we just used a mag light and okay. We just started asking questions and asking for her to turn the light on. We started out with, you know, is there anybody here? We would get the light to turn on and then we would say, are you male or female? Did you work here or were you a patient here? And that's kind of how we narrowed it down. But it was good for once, you know, to ask somebody like, did you like to be here? And they genuinely liked to be there. So it wasn't somebody that was terrified to be there or had to be there.
And then when you think your experience when you're alive was one thing, now your experience, there's some pretty dark things going on in this property. Do you still like to be here?
Yeah, I know. We ask her that question, like, why are you still here? You know, we weren't able to get an answer on that.
What about the one building that we were talking about that has that really, what one was it that had the really dark energy?
Building F.
Yes. Have you had people go in there not really knowing what they were walking into and then come out like changed?
Absolutely. One of my scariest moments there with running a public was a night that me and Angel, another lead investigator up there, who's actually my fiance as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We were up there one night and we had a group of girls approach us and say, my sister's not acting right. There's something wrong with her. Her demeanor is just different. And we said, where is she at? And they said, she's in building F. And we walked into building F and she was in one of the offices with her nose up against a filing cabinet. And we called her out by her name. We tried to speak to her and she was nonverbal. She didn't respond back to us. She at one point turned around and looked our direction, but acted like we weren't there. Just kind of looked past us and wasn't answering our questions. We were able to get her out of the building and try to get her down to the visitor center. But the walk was a very long walk because she kept stopping and looking back. And then she would say, she's calling me. She's back there and she's calling me. And we were terrified. Like, we were like, what is going on with this girl? We got her down to the visitor center. And again, not acting right. At one point, she looked angry and then ripped her backpack off. And we thought she was actually going to lunge at Angel because he was standing in the doorway, not allowing her to leave. She didn't lunge, but she almost did. And then the sisters came, they talked to her and she slowly kind of came out of whatever she was in. But that was definitely one of the scariest moments where I seen a guest come in and have a reaction to that building.
And it just seems like that, because of that sort of thing, you do need to kind of prepare someone to go in there.
Yeah. And we do kind of end our night. We do a couple guided rotations with the public before we let them free roam the property. And we do kind of end with that building. And we do kind of, we do tell them, sometimes this happens. And there was one night that we had a group in there and they said that they saw red eyes in a doorway.
Which makes some sense considering what's in there.
Right.
Especially with that building and like what happened to that girl. Is there a way or some advice that you give to people on not taking anything with them when they leave?
Yeah, that's actually in our rules. So at the beginning of the night, we go over rules. And one of the things that we tell people is don't take anything from the property.
Yeah.
Don't take anything from the property because we can't promise you if you're going to take something home with you and how to get rid of it. But for someone that had an experience like that, I personally do carry sage on me at all times. So I will offer, do you want me to sage you? And ask them whatever their belief system is. If they have a religious belief, we tell them to pray. If not, we say, at least tell the spirits, you're not allowed to follow me home. You have to stay here before you get in your car and leave.
Man, after being in that building, I would think walking in and walking out every time you have to go, Lindsay, would be
I
like, I'm just telling you, don't mess with me today. I am not in the mood.
I know. I always like take a deep breath, even in broad daylight, take a deep breath. I'm like, here we go. We're going inside.
Do you find it exciting to go in there? Is there kind of some, I mean, I think if you went in scared, that wouldn't be good for you.
No, because it definitely feeds off your energy. But I think this thing already knows me by now because it'll call me out by name. If you turn audio devices on, it'll say Lindsay. It says Angel's name. Angel runs in there. He's like, can we go into building F? It's so much fun.
Angel, why?
He's intrigued. He wants to know what it is. He's a lot less fearful. He just wants to know what it
And
is.
for what you do, I would think that whole property would be, I mean, not Disneyland exactly, but for the paranormal investigator, there's so many different things happening on any given day, it would never be the same.
It's so interesting that you said it's not like Disneyland because I just ran into a group of guys who investigated the place about a year or so ago, and they did a podcast on Crescent, and they referred to it as the paranormal Disneyland.
I was just thinking about all the things you could do there.
It's endless.
Now, are there any stories that I didn't ask you about that you would like to share?
I don't think so. I talked about the good spirits, the scary spirits, the thing that crawls and knows everybody.
That one just gives me the jeebs. Like, I just can't imagine even going into that tunnel with it being so dark.
Yeah, and we include that in the guided part of the night for the public. We kind of do a couple minutes where we just turn all of our flashlights off and we just stand there and listen for 5 minutes just to see what we hear.
I'm going to guess, I've never been there, just a guess. I would think it would be infrequent that you would not hear anything
Oh,
for
we
5 minutes.
always hear something. Yeah, always hear something.
Even with all that, you still go back every day.
I do. I love it.
Love that about you. Now, so for the facility itself, you can take a self-guided or guided historical tour. So you don't have to go in for just paranormal. You could do that as a historical tour.
Yeah, so we have a lot of people that will come in during the day that just want to free roam and just walk the property without anyone with them, without anything guided. We do provide that. We have a map that we give you that kind of gives you a little bit of history of each building when you go into it. So you could walk around the property and kind of explore on your own. Then they offer historical tours at certain times. And then we do daytime paranormal tours as well.
And I think that's a good idea because it's not, we've mentioned this so many times on this show, but it isn't just at night that things happen. It happens 24/7.
Yeah. In fact, we tell people come during the day, bring your equipment, pay for the daytime tour, and walk around with your equipment because you're going to get something. Every time I'm up there, I take equipment with me and I get activity every time.
Now, the farm hydroponic part, I swear on your Facebook page, I saw animals as well.
Yes.
Did I? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy. I did. So there are pigs or something like that. So you're going to see all kinds of things when you go there.
Yeah. That's part of the aerial view that you don't necessarily see when you look it up online. When you first drive back that lane, there's the old warden's house. Back behind that is an old inn that they're actually restoring to be a real bed and breakfast. So stay tuned for that. You will actually be able to stay there at some point. They're renovating that now. And then if you drive up a little further, the old juvenile center is what Big House Produce is using for the hydroponics. So that's where they've got the pigs and stuff at.
So how do the animals do on this very haunted property?
I haven't been told that anything.
They're doing okay?
Yeah, they're doing okay. Nobody's made any complaints.
That's how I, you know, that's the kind of thing that's going to keep me up at night.
Yep.
Are those pigs okay?
Yep.
Now, with the paranormal tours, though, you have guided tours that you do, and then they kind of get a free roam a little bit as well?
Yeah. So for the public investigations, what we do, we cap it at 30. So we don't usually have more than 30 that are there. And so we ask everybody at the beginning of the night as they're checking in, we kind of say, what are you looking forward tonight? Do you want more guided time with us or do you want more free roam time? We kind of tailor the evening toward what they want. So we usually start out with everybody. We take everybody to E Block because that's one of our infamous blocks where we always get a ton of activity. And we investigate as a group for about 30 minutes. And then after that, we ask them what they want to do. If there's people that want to go in free roam, spend the rest of their night free roaming, we go ahead and let them go. And then if there's a smaller group of people that want more guided time with us, then we kind of take them around to a couple different buildings and spend more time with them. And then we let them free roam when they're ready.
Just because of this conversation, this just popped in my brain, because I'm going to guess all the time you've spent on that property, like every time you've investigated, have you ever left without one thing happening, or is there always something?
There's always something. I've never left and not had activity happen.
Because just talking to you about this, it just feels like such an active location.
It is.
And then when you look at the pictures, like it's just one of those where you see the photos and you go, there's no way it's not haunted.
Right. Absolutely. And I think as time goes on, it gets more haunted. I think that the spirits become more comfortable. They're getting used to the investigators coming and talking to them. They're getting familiar with how to use the equipment and how to communicate. So I feel as time has gone on, we're getting more and more activity up there.
Now they can visit your Facebook page, and you do frequently post about findings and things on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Just search Crescent Yep. Sanatorium and Prison. Mm-hmm. And then what about for the paranormal investigations? Is the best place to go to your website for information on that?
So we do have a separate Facebook page. It's a group that you just have to ask to join. It's called Haunted Crescent Sanatorium and Prison. That's where we kind of share some of our evidence and stuff like that. But as far as pricing and dates for tours, the website is the best place for that.
And that's crescentsanatorium.com. You know, I think it's so interesting how many places I have talked to and hear about in Pennsylvania. There are so many. That whole state is haunted.
I grew up there, so I have to agree with you on that.
It is haunted. Now, so when you see that, I'm going to request to join that group because I want to check that out. So please say yes to me.
Okay, I will.
Lindsay, thank you so much for your time today. This was really interesting and at times a little terrifying.
Yes, I don't mean to scare you.
So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I enjoyed talking with you.
And that wraps up our conversation with Lindsay Rogers, one of the lead paranormal investigators at the Crescent Sanatorium and Prison. For more information, you can visit their Facebook page or go to crescentsanatorium.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or you can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks, also all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.